So there's a guy that I know who sings with the Newlanders, and you might know him too. And I shouldn't introduce you as somebody's daughter. I should just introduce you as yourself and your own right. But oh, what the heck? We can still do that as part of this. But it's great to have Haley here with us today. Her daughter Gerard is plays with the Newlanders and other groups. But Haley's I saw Haley in her own right last spring at the Pittsburgh International Children's Festival performing and singing, and we have her here this morning. Here's Haley Rolfe.
Thanks. It's not that you said it, it's not how you said it, it's just that you said it in the first place. It's not that you loved me, it's not how you loved me, it's just that you loved me in the first place.
It's a nice song. That's Haley Rolfe at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me about that song.
Well, I wrote it in a really weird part of my life. I'm 27 years old, and you know, you kind of eventually you have to grow up. And I wrote it in a turning point in my life where I realized that I kind of had to grow up, and I just wanted to fast forward till when everything was peachy and nice, but you know, people kept telling me that time takes time, I guess.
Yeah, transitions are tough. You know, any kind of transition, I think, from infanthood clear through to those we face as adults are difficult. When did you, well, where did you grow up? I gather locally since your dad's trying to think, he's out east, right?
I grew up in Edgewood.
Okay, yeah, that's not that far east.
Yeah,
but
Regent Square.
Yeah. And then did you go away after high school?
Or? Oh, yeah, I've jumped around. I've been, I mean, I spent some time in Illinois. I spent some time near D.C., kind of hopped around for a little while, and then I came back to Pittsburgh and, you know, so.
And was your feeling like it was time to sort of grow up, as you were talking about before, did that happen to you in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I wrote that song this last summer. So, I mean, I guess we never really grow up, you know, completely, you know.
Yeah. I always like to say get older instead of grow up, because grow up does have this, like I'll say to a child, what if I were to say, what do you want to be when you grow up, sounds so final. This is it. I'm done. I'm a fireman, you know, or a hockey player, or, you know, or a veterinarian. And no, there's lots of, first of all, you're not done. You're going to be upper and upper and upper and maybe.
You're never
done. Yeah, you're never done. When did you start playing?
I was like 13 years old. I didn't really fit in very well in, you know, that time of my life. And so my dad just gave me a guitar, and that's kind of how I learned how to express myself, you know.
Well, I want to be sure we get as much music in as we can. There's so much I want to ask you, too. What song would you like to play next?
This song is called I Don't Wish on Stars. And I'll just play that. Okay. It's a love song. Make me sad.
pretty song. That's Haley Rolf here at SLB. Are you getting out much to play?
I wish. These songs that I play, that I'm playing, I normally just play in my room or at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern on the open mic nights. So I would love to get out more to play, but
yeah,
I don't know how to break through.
Well, the open mic is probably a good thing, and I think doing this too is good. I don't know. I hate to put it this way, but you don't strike me as the busking type. Is that something? Do you busk at all? Or
Not really.
Yeah.
No. I don't really like having to be in the middle of the street.
Well, and I think the kinds of songs that you're doing lend themselves more to a defined space. It's I can't quite put my finger on it. I think it's partly the way that you sing, too. What's your writing process like? Are you writing lots? Are you writing and rewriting and rewriting? Do the words come before the music?
It kind of just hits me like a wave. And sometimes, I mean, I sing all the time. I'm always singing songs all the time, and especially if someone makes me angry. I'll just start singing. It's just kind of how I know how to deal with my emotions, really. So I sing a lot when I'm sad and happy and angry. Just like any excess of emotions that come over me, I just sing and I put them into songs and stuff.
So do you find singing to be kind of grounding if you're emotionally moved in just about any direction?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I heard you say, which is kind of, it's very interesting. So, you know, if you're super, super, super mad, you can get back to at least neutral. Maybe to a little happy. And if you're like super, super, super happy or excited and you need to maybe bear down and get your feet back on the ground, you can do that too. That's a good use of music.
Oh, definitely.
So let's get another song from you.
Okay.
This is Haley Rolf, by the way. Rohlf.
Yes.
Ask for her by name.
This song's called Bicycle. I wrote it when I was in Illinois for a while, and it was just so flat. I always thought about just riding my bicycle straight into Ohio, so. I don't know, but I might go all the way to Ohio on my bicycle. Oh yeah, on my bicycle. You might have a heart of steel, but my bicycle's got two round wheels, big old shiny handlebar, and a heart that's big as a shopping cart. Oh yeah. Shoot. Sorry, wait, let's do that again. I don't know, but I might go all the way to Ohio on my bicycle. Oh yeah, on my bicycle. You might have a heart of steel, but my bicycle's got two round wheels, big old shiny handlebar, and a heart that's big as a shopping cart, oh yeah. Jesus, someone said that God is dead, but I think he's living inside our heads, selling us thoughts like a lemonade stand, like a lemonade stand inside our heads. You might have a church for hire, you might have a gospel choir, you might have false ambitions, you might have those piles of ammunition. Jesus, Buddha, and Shiva, who's blue? They're all looking down at you while you're moving your feet along the dirty concrete. You talk to people how you think you can, but you'll never, never know. You're only a man. My bicycle would never ride for you. My bicycle would never know what to do. Oh, yeah.
Your songs they're whimsical, they're real, they're very pure, and I think they're delightful to listen to. How do people seem? Do you have a sense for how people react when they hear your songs, Haley?
I think it might be relaxing for people. Which is weird because for me, it's a very visceral feeling to be sharing very intimate feelings. I don't know.
and I think actually I'm glad you brought that up because sometimes people, when they perform, even when they are very personal songs, are able to kind of either separate themselves or at least sort of convert themselves into a vehicle for delivering the song. There's a little distance sometimes, and there doesn't seem to be any distance at all, and you're doing that, and I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you.
That takes a lot of courage, actually, to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Are you scheduled at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern? I guess it's when you make it there, right? Are you there most open mic nights?
I try to make it like once a month. I have a lot going on, school and work, and you know, I wish I could just be a full-time musician.
Yeah. I didn't realize you were in school now.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm in school for social work. Working on my bachelor's slowly. I'd like to someday get my master's and I don't know.
Yeah.
Big dreams.
You could be a music therapist.
Yeah.
Not that there's so many things you can be, but music can be so healing, and it's really neat to just listen. Do you mostly play your own songs?
I learn lots of songs. That's how I learned how to play guitar. And I'm learning piano. I'm learning some Aretha Franklin songs on the piano. Do Right Woman.
That's great.
Play some Harry Nilsson and stuff. And I could play some Cat Power songs on the guitar and old Modest Mouse songs and stuff like that.
I've never asked anybody this question, but supposing you had a chance to deliver these songs as a professional musician, no more school, no more work. Do you think you would do a tour? Or, like, have you ever dreamed about something like that?
I would love to do a tour.
I mean, where would you go, or what would the venues be like?
I'd like to go down to New Orleans, somewhere warm. It's too cold here. It would be all southern. I don't know. I'm different parts of the world. I've never been out of America, so.
Yeah, I think you would fit into a lot of different places. I know when I first saw you perform, it was fun to see you in that environment, and you seemed to be having a good time. Were you raised with a lot of music in your house?
Oh, definitely. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad would play the guitar and he would put his fingers down on the strings and I would strum it and we would sing songs together. So music has always been a really big part of my life. Yeah.
What's your earliest childhood memory of any memory? Do you have any?
Of any memory at all?
Any memory.
I was in an earthquake in California when I was a little kid. That was where I was born.
So like 3, 4?
3 years old. And I do remember, my brain made it up, but I do remember I was playing with chalk in a parking lot with, you know, in front of the house, and the everything started shaking. But then my mom appeared and everything was okay and it was all over.
You do. Quickly. After a while, you wonder, is this really in my memory or have I embellished it?
Yeah.
Was it just I was drawing at a table and somebody shook it? But no, it's mm-hmm. probably an accurate memory. That's a good a good memory going back. If you're just joining us, Haley Rolfe is here, and it's a pleasure to have her playing today during our Live at 11 segment. It's 9 minutes before noon now. We probably have time, I'm thinking, for two more songs.
Okay.
You sound terrific. It's great just to listen. What would you like to do next?
This song I'm going to do, it's called I Drink Tea.
I like these songs.
I drink lots of tea.
From riding a bicycle across a couple states, it's time to drink tea.
Yes. I drink tea and I smoke cigarettes and I do my worst and I do my best. I don't know what I can do for you. I can tell you the kinds of things you wanted me to. Well, ooh, I'm happy in love. Ooh, I am sad and alone. Ooh, my throne. I know a girl who can walk across town with her eyes wide and wild and her skin turning brown. She gave me an ocean and a big blue fish and a light that shines in the darkness. Oh, ooh, ooh, I'm up and above. Ooh, ooh, I'm sad and alone. Ooh, ooh, I'm up and above. Ooh, I fell off my throne. Well, Monday night, I meet with my friends and we all sit in circles and we all hold hands. Talk about things that we don't want to say and we do this kind of stuff every day. Ooh. Ooh, I'm happy in love. Ooh, I am sad and alone. Ooh, I'm up and above. Ooh, I fell off my throne.
Your songs are so natural to just listen, it is like you're narrating your life. Do you ever, you mentioned, and you strike me as somebody who sings as you go throughout the day, and also who does so very, I was going to say unselfconsciously, but you mentioned singing in public, you know, you're still getting used to that, right? But unfettered or... I went unfiltered isn't quite the right word because I think you hone what you're doing, but I think you're very willing to just see what comes out, right?
Maybe unashamed.
unashamed, unabashed. Not that a word needs to be put on it, but you just strike me as somebody who's not ashamed, afraid, not concerned about encountering one's true feelings, who's is willing to be introspective wherever that may take you. Maybe that's the way. Willing and concerned is better than ashamed and afraid.
I'm willing.
It's really fun to have you here today.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to? Well, first, is there anything you want to say that I haven't had a chance to give you a chance to say?
I'm just happy to be here and to share my songs. Someday I'll have like a little album together. Maybe I can come back.
It would be great. I mean, it's just great to have you here. What do you want to play?
I'm gonna play, I think this is one of my darker songs. Let's see.
It's about the earthquake.
It's about the earthquake. It's called In the City.
Thank you, Haley Rolfe.
Thank you. We share shadows in the moonlight in the city. We share sunlight in the city. You know what I need in the moon.
Thank you, Haley.
Thank you.
And Craig and Macon wants to know when you're going to be on the Pittsburgh Singer-Songwriter Series CD.
I was this last year.
Oh,
here.
Good.
I'm planning on next year.
Yeah, that means he really enjoyed hearing you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Craig. And thanks, Kate and Jeff. Thanks for your kind note. And Steve, thank you too. Thanks to all of our guests today, from Schaefer School, from Harrison Middle School, also from Shaler. And in addition to our big brother, big sister of Greater Pittsburgh Pair, to our poets from Urban Pathways Charter School, all of our guests from today. Pete Seeger plays us out. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.